Good morning. Today is Friday, May 20th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be hot with a high of 97 and a low of 73. There will be partly sunny skies. Look for more temperatures in the mid-90s this weekend with a chance for more rain and thunderstorms. In our top story, the number of people infected with COVID-19 is on the upswing again in North Carolina, as is the number of people hospitalized with the disease. But it's far from clear whether the state is in for another wave of cases like those that washed over the state this winter or late last summer. More than 23,000 new cases of COVID-19 were reported statewide. That's up from about 3,000 cases a week in mid-March, though still far below the peak in January. Experts say the surge is not a surprise as the virus evolves to become more transmissible and people get back to normal activities without wearing masks. So far, hospitalizations and deaths remain low compared to previous stages of the pandemic. In Durham, more people were shot in Durham during the first 3 months of 2022 than during the same period in 2021. That's according to a new report on the city's crime. A total of 59 people were shot during the first 3 months of the year, 8 of them fatally. The police chief presented the report to the Durham City Council and talked about the struggle to arrest suspects. She said police have identified suspects in 70% of the cases, but not all witnesses will cooperate with investigators to find suspects in other cases. The report comes as the city is launching policing alternatives. In Wake County, incumbent Gerald Baker said he will seek a runoff in the Democratic primary for Wake County Sheriff against Willie Rowe. Rowe finished ahead of Baker in the Democratic primary. Rowe got just under 30% of the vote to Baker's 24%. In North Carolina, candidates must win more than 30% of the votes to secure their party's nomination for the general election. If no one reaches that threshold, the runner-up can request a runoff. Baker is in his first term as mayor. Rowe served in the Wake Sheriff's office for 28 years. In Durham News, a famous painting by a former Durham resident sold at an auction for $15.3 million. The painting called The Sugar Shack was painted by Ernie Barnes, who depicted a segregated dance at the Durham Armory. The painting has appeared on the cover of a Marvin Gaye album and was in the closing credits of the TV show Good Times. The sale has brought new attention to the artist and the scene he painted. And finally, WREL has named the new anchor to replace David Crabtree on the station's flagship newscast. Gerald Owens, a member of the WREL news team for 20 years, will join longtime anchor Deborah Morgan for the 6 p.m. time slot. Crabtree is leaving at the end of the month for another opportunity. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.